and welcome. It's hour number four, fourth and final hour. We'll make it quick. I got things to do. So who are we going to blame more for the outcome of that Mets-Marlins game? Michael Conforto, who tipped in or kind of stepped into the pitch, or umpire Ron Culpa? We'll get into that big baseball controversy right now. Here it is. Have a great weekend. Hour number four. Call it human error. Say what? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we powwow coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios, as we are together again this hour. Heading into a Friday early morning hours, and then the weekend's almost here. So our lead this hour coming from baseball. We have on-field controversy, and really sports talk radio was designed for controversy. And we can break it down, spin it around, and parse what happened. The New York Metropolitans 2021 home opener took place on Thursday against the Marlins, Thursday afternoon. And we're going to go right to this game here. Let's take you to the ninth inning. If you didn't see this and you didn't hear about it, you're in for a treat. And if you did, we're going to go back down memory lane. So the Mets are trailing 2-1 entering the ninth inning. They have come back at this point to tie the game. There's one out. The bases are loaded. And Mets outfielder Michael Conforto is in the batter's box. He's facing a 1-2 count against the Marlins closer, somebody named Anthony Bass. How great is it? A guy pitching for the Marlins is named Bass. Anyway, here is what happened. Let's go to the audio tape.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call.
It hit him.
And they're saying it nicked him on the arm. The game is over. It was called a strike initially, but then it was ruled that the ball hit Conforto. Michael gets to first base. The Mets are pounding on him, and in a very unusual scene, Don Mattingly is saying, hold the phone. We want to check this out. Meanwhile, the Mets are celebrating a 3-2 win.
Yeah, and it turned out that it was credited as a win. That's from Mets Radio. So Bass tossed a slider or a curveball, looked like a slider, and it hung in the strike zone. And Conforto, who's a left-handed batter, just to paint the picture for you, you heard the call there. He struck his right elbow pad right into the pitch. And now it wasn't a direct hit. It was a grazing blow. And the umpire, Ron Culpa, called it a strike initially. That's it. Strike three. Two outs. Bases still loaded. Rang him up. And then for some bizarre reason, the home plate umpire had a change of heart and said, no, you were hit by the pitch. That's it. Game over. Keep in mind, if you intentionally get hit by a pitch, if you do not try to get out of the way, that's not allowed. So here's Michael Conforto of the Mets after the game explaining from his side what happened.
From my point of view, you know, it was a slider. Felt like it was coming back to me, and I just, you know, I turned. There may have been a little lift of my elbow just out of habit, out of reaction, and it barely skimmed the edge of my elbow guard. So, and I did see that he rung me up. I think that's why he didn't see a reaction from me right away. I didn't know what was going to happen after that moment. So, you know, I knew there was going to be some controversy. Our first base coach was yelling at me to get down there, touch the base, and let's get out of here. You know, like I said, a win's a win. It's over. But obviously, I'd like to use the bat next time, for sure.
All right. So, cliches. He's like, I got a little more time. I'll throw some cliches in there. A win's a win, and I want to use the bat. Although he didn't really try to swing the bat. Usually, to get a hit, you have to, like, swing the bat. It's normally, I mean, I played Little League Baseball. I know that. How about the Marlins side of things? Donnie Baseball, former Dodger manager Don Mattingly. The guy before Dave Roberts. Here's Don Mattingly pointing out that the umpire, deep down, he knows he screwed up.
He knows it was a strike, and there was nothing he couldn't go backwards in his mind.
Honestly, he's probably feeling bad. To be honest with you, I bet he feels awful because they don't want to do that either. Right? They don't want to mess the game. I mean, not necessarily mess the game up, but they don't want to end like that. You don't want to strike. But it's probably too late.
All right, so there's a lot to walk through on this. Some are saying that Michael Conforto is actually guilty because it's his fault he leaned into the pitch. Can't, you know, people say all kinds of things. All right, so let us discuss the question. You make the call. Who is more to blame? We're playing the blame game. Who's more to blame here, Michael Conforto for leaning into the pitch or the home plate umpire Ron Culpa? All right, well, this one's easy. This is a no-brainer. The men in blue. What are you doing? So I've got the War Tribunal, Belichick, and Twilight Zone. And we will line all of these things up, and just like dominoes, and we will knock them down. All right, now to lead off with, Major League Baseball has an umpiring issue. And you cannot blame the usual suspects, Angel Hernandez or Joe West, Country Joe, on this one. This is a new actor entering the stage, Ron Culpa, on this one. Now, we are talking high crimes and misdemeanors. The umpire was so bad at his job, the wrong team won the game, at least a premature win, right? Premature win. Happened in this particular game. So if Major League Baseball wants to clean up their act, we're skeptical if that's true or not. They don't seem to have a problem with a lot of this stuff. Then they should hold a war tribunal because that is baseball malpractice. Ron Culpa, the umpire, guilty of malfeasance, right? He admitted he screwed up. Quote, the guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out. Culpa whispered. It's his version of a mea culpa. Now, the problem is he did that. He made that statement to a pool reporter who was covering the Mets game afterwards instead of correcting it on the field, you know, which could have actually affected the outcome of the game. Culpa called the pitch a strike. That's important. That's an important part of this story. He actually got the initial call right. Imagine taking a test and getting the answer correct on a math quiz. You know, whatever, 2 + 2 = 4. And then you write down the 4, and you're like, no, I think it's actually 5. So let me erase the 4, and we'll put the 5 down. That's what Culpa did. He got it right initially, and then he became dazed and confused about the rule. And the other part of this, which is mind-blowing, is that apparently none of the other umpires, there's 3 other umpires on the field, none of the umpires corrected him. They didn't overrule him. They didn't say, wait a minute, you got that wrong, dummy. None of them. They were all standing around twiddling their thumbs. Total clown show. Inexcusable. And will anything come of it? You would like to say there's someone's going to pay the price. There's some consequences for this. I'm skeptical. Now, furthermore, Michael Conforto, let's address this. He had a smirk on his face. We played the soundbite. He pulled the perfect crime. Wasn't supposed to be the perfect crime. It would likely have backfired if the umpire had been competent, but he used gamesmanship. So I'm not going to hold him responsible here. He used gamesmanship to snatch a victory there for the Mets. Smart baseball play. If you get away with it, right? I put that in the category called savvy. For the Metropolitans, and it's really up to the umpire. The umpire, who again, got the initial call right and then choked. We've seen pitchers choke. We've seen hitters choke. We've seen basketball players choke. Football players choke. Ron Culpa choked. He blew it. And then you've got, you know, the way this works, you follow the Bill Belichick mantra. Do your job. And the umpire didn't. He failed. He gets an F, and Michael Conforto did what 85 or 90% of players do if you watch these baseball games. He leaned into the pitch. It's second nature. He admitted it, the soundbite that we played there. Batters do it all the time. It's almost automatic. And why wouldn't you do that if you were a big league hitter? Michael Conforto's elbow has more protection than the skin armor that Tony Stark came up with for the Iron Man costume. I mean, he's got this huge, giant elbow pad. And I feel bad for the old school players like Don Baylor, the late Don Baylor, who was the hit king, a hit by pitch king, and he didn't have military-grade body armor on. He just he got beaned. He was a punching bag or pinata, whatever. All right, last thing here. So for the Marlins, this is a small-time version of the famous Vince McMahon situation in Montreal. I guess we'll call this the Flushing screw job, is what we'll call this, because keep in mind, now, I think the Marlins are going to be terrible. They're off to a bad start, and they will lose a bunch of games. They've already lost a bunch of games, and they're going to lose many more, and then this probably would have been a loss anyway. That's not the point, right? Yeah, they're expected to be a middling team. But in the big picture, it's not going to change the course of their season, you know, one game and all that. But the outcome, the way it went down, was a steaming pile of hot bullcrap is what it was. And we've been big supporters on this show of the human element being part of sports. I believe that to be an important part of the sporting world. But that being said, what is the point? If you're going to have instant replay, and you've already had it for years in baseball, if you're going to have instant replay, why even bother having it if you can't use it to properly fix a situation like this that is a one-loss type play? It is a dereliction of duties is what it is. It's incompetence by several layers of bureaucracy in baseball. Now, we are told the Marlins contacted the league office and said, hey, we got a problem here. We want to protest. And they were told, this is what we're hearing here, they were told by Major League Baseball bureaucrats that they had no ground to protest, no ground to overturn the missed call, and it simply is not allowed. So my response, my rebuttal is this the Twilight Zone? Like, I don't understand why the Marlins were not allowed to file a protest. Picture, if you will, a world where everyone agrees the call was wrong. Michael Conforto, the umpire, everyone's in agreement, but nobody has the stones to fix it. And that's Major League Baseball in a nutshell. Like, hey, everyone agrees, umpire blew it, the umpire said it. He said it! Conforto agreed. Can't change it. No grounds for a protest. It's ridiculous. It's not even a judgment call. Everyone who was watching that game on television or in the ballpark saw the umpire ring up Michael Conforto. Again, he even said it in the soundbite. Therefore, the strike, the way this would work, I would say the strike tops the hit by pitch. Since the umpire called it a strike, strike three, you're out, before he said it was a hit batter, then wouldn't that take precedence over reversing the call in his own head? He already called it. He called it both ways. So the first way that he called it should be the one that stands there. Shouldn't be able to just ignore the protest. So another one of these stories, you say, what happened to common sense? What happened to common sense? And another mark against Rob Manfred and his leadership in Major League Baseball, which is good for us. Actually, part of me wants Rob Manfred to continue because it's easy for me. I can just sit here every day and bark into the microphones about some dumb thing that Rob Manfred did. Makes my life a hell of a lot easier. If they actually had a competent commissioner, what would we talk about? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We will talk to you if you'd like to be part. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. A potentially large story coming out of the football world involving high stakes financial losses for one particular NFL owner. We'll get to that. We also have the Coop Scoop on entertainment as well. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Robin Vegas writes in and says, good monologue to end the week, Benjamin. I have one correction, though. You said Marlins pitcher Bass threw a slider to Conforto. To me, it looked like a hook. Bonus lame joke. You're welcome. Have a great weekend. There you go. All right. Yeah, there were some other jokes that we didn't get to, but I think we're good on the jokes. Oh, you want another joke? I'll give you another joke. What's faster than a cheetah and can knock down anything in its path?
I don't know.
A tiger in an SUV. Yeah, there you go. Jacobson writes in. He's a windbag New York Met apologist. And he disappeared for a while, but he's come back to annoy me. I thought we had lost Jacobson as a listener, but he's back to harass us. He says, time out. New rule. The strike out supersedes being hit in the head by a pitch if you swing. A Big Ben rule. Stop hating. Start loving. Hey, dummy. Jacobson. He wasn't hit in the head. He was hit in the elbow. It wasn't even really hit. He didn't feel it. He had a big, giant, oversized cartoon elbow pad on. Justin in Cincinnati says at least it wasn't that clown Angel Hernandez who effed up. There you go. Brian's sending some Clipper porn to me. Clippers, very impressive. And it's odd. You know, all these trolls don't call up when the Clippers play well and win. I don't know why that is. I don't know why they wouldn't call up and celebrate the primetime Rondo who showed up last night, played a great game, outplayed Chris Paul.
Maybe kind of like when, you know, the Clippers lose to the Kings, you don't have anything to say about the Clippers.
No, I talk about them. I'm here.
No, you don't.
I show up every night, Eddie.
No.
I show up every night. So what do you think about the Clippers, Eddie? Let's talk. You're a Clipper troll. What do you think? Come on.
I just told you when the Clippers lose, you ignore them. But when they get a nice win like they had last night, then suddenly it's a big party for you.
Well, it was a big showcase game. You'd agree. It was a nationally televised game.
Yes, that
the
Kings-Clippers
game is not a nationally televised game. That's not a showcase game. So, I mean, there's obviously a difference. It's potato versus apple. There's a difference
there. Yeah, if the Clippers would have lost that game, you wouldn't have talked about it.
Of course I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have done a monologue on it if they'd lost.
That's a lie.
I was considering it. I went with the Sam Darnold monologue instead. Yeah. There's no mandate that I can't do this or I have to do that. No, I talk about whatever's interesting. I should have done a monologue in retrospect because it would have annoyed you.
I don't listen to the monologues anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Mason the Millennial, who is next. There we have the Coop Scoop on Entertainment coming up. Hello, Mason the Millennial from the Bay Area.
Hey, I just want to say Roberto is pretty necessary on Fridays just for lame jokes and the music, which I know you love people talking about. But no offense, Chris, but maybe there should be
I like Mason. You're so classy. No offense, as you just say, the guy that's normally here is much better than the guy that's here.
No offense. Come on, square up right now. Where are you? Come on, meet me in Temecula.
Yeah.
Area, cuz. What you trying to do?
I'm saying get right over here and square up.
Hey, you don't understand, Mason. Mason, you're a millennial that works at Tesla. Chris is from Toledo. Okay, there's nothing to do in Toledo other than to get into dust ups and Donnybrooks.
This is actually true.
Yeah. Hey, we'll agree to disagree. It's all good.
No, we're not going to agree on anything here, especially on that. You went at the one thing that I pride myself in is that is my music.
You don't pride yourself in nothing. Stop playing with me, man.
I pride myself in my music. You get off my phone line right.
Whoa!
No.
Wait. Chris blowing up Mason the Millennial. Whoa! Didn't see that one coming. Did not see that one coming.
That was a gag on move right there.
Yeah, that's a good call on that, Eddie. That was the gag on move. Wow. Well, there's a saying in the.
I feel insulted being compared to him.
Well, is that right?
Sorry.
Well, there's a saying in Texas that if you mess with the bull, you get the horns, right? So Mason messed with the bull, he got the horns. That's what happens. Whoopi Pie Blair is in the great state of Maine. Hello, Whoopi Pie.
Yeah, well, where is Marcel in Brooklyn? He can't handle me. Huh? That's a chicken
butt.
Go.
Here we go again. You really want another round with Marcel?
Yeah, I do right now.
I don't know. Eddie, I don't know that we... Do we really want to close the week out?
I want to take that little retard down.
Oh, you can't say that. Blair. That is wrong on so many levels, Blair. I can't even get into. But, all right. Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. Someone has to have a chat with Whoopi Pie Blair on certain words that you used to be able to say, but you can't really say right now. You know, things change, and the word police get certain words you can't say that you used to be able to say, but you can't say. And yeah.
Well, I guess that's that.
Yeah. I would have put Marcel on with Blair, and I would have had like a little back and forth, but I can't even do that because Blair can't keep his mouth clean. He works blue. Blair works blue. He does not work clean. He works blue.
I love that term, working blue. I've heard it for so many years. I don't even know what it even means. It just fits.
It is good. It is good. When I was a college DJ, we had a DJ named Blue. Mm. And I thought of that. But working blue.
I've always heard that, working blue.
In comedy. Yeah. Yeah. It's using swear words and all that stuff there. Because, you know, in a polite society, you're not supposed to be a blue comedian. It's
supposed to be like blue collar, maybe. The insinuation blue collar comedy is just fouler.
You know, I'd have to look it up, but that sounds about right, right? You're related to the working class. I'll go with it. Why not? That sounds good to me. I'll have to look that up, though. But it sounds like you're right. I want to believe that. So, anyway, let's go back to the phones. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to the Oil Gaucho in Bakersfield. Hello, Oil Gaucho.
What's kicking, chicken? First off, I guess that baseball, that Culper or Cooper or whatever, he's not going to change the call, just like in the Saints game and all that stuff. None of these umpires or refs or whatever have the cojones to do what's right. I don't know why they even have replay, honestly. But I was calling, I guess I got about Sam Darnold. That seems to be a lot of talk going back and forth, but it doesn't really matter, right? Because all he's going to do is hand off to McCaffrey anyway. So,
well, not just hand off. He'll throw those little dink and dunk passes to Christian McCaffrey also. So he's got that in his repertoire as well.
Yeah. No, I normally don't get to start this early or get off. Or I've been working since first thing this morning, so I don't get to listen to you, but definitely enjoying you. I got more fluid pumping out here than Deshaun Watson massage therapy session. So,
all right, we'll get back to it. Get back to it, there, Oil Gaucho.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah. I just want to say, I was curious though, real quick. What are they going to do with Teddy Bridgewater then? I'm a Niner fan, and unfortunately, we're going to go ahead and draft Mitchell Trubisky. It looks like, but
it's Mitchell Trubisky. It's Mitchell Trubisky 2.0 that the 49ers are going to draft. But no, I mean, the thing, I'll take it off the air, Oil Gaucho. But here's what I'll tell you, all right, as far as this is concerned with the Niners. The move here for the Niners, the Patriots really want Jimmy Garoppolo. I believe that's the guy Belichick would be willing to trade something to get. So if that's the case and Garoppolo's not your long-term guy, the move is you trade Garoppolo to the Patriots for some draft picks. You then trade one of those picks to Carolina for Teddy Bridgewater, and then you use Teddy Bridgewater as your bridge quarterback, and you picked up some extra draft picks, which you lost to trade up to get the number three pick in draft. Man, I should be running some NFL teams.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw that Nike has settled their lawsuit with the Satan shoes. They have settled that. So that is, what do you think that settlement is? Just go away, leave us alone, that kind of thing. Antonio Gates says Deshaun Watson will play in the NFL again. Said he's too good of a player. How's he going to play if he's in jail, though? How's that going to work? Not sure about that. They'll have to figure that out. And we have a story which, on the surface, when you hear the headline, this is going to be a big story. An NFL owner facing an $8 billion divorce. Say what? Yeah, real quick, because we don't have a lot of time here, but we take you to South Florida, where the Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, is currently in the middle of an $8 billion divorce. You heard that right. He was married for 18 years.
Uh-oh.
Marriage has gone sideways. Now, initially, when you hear an owner with $8 billion on the line in a divorce, you're thinking, well, the Dolphins are going to be available. Someone's going to be able to buy the Dolphins. Well, not so fast, because we hear that Stephen Ross has a prenuptial agreement. Now, keep in mind that from time to time, we see those not stand up in court. So I assume Stephen Ross has enough money where he got the top lawyers together and they have a ironclad prenuptial agreement, but...
How could it not stand up in court?
It depends, Eddie. We've seen this before, whether you were pressured into it or something like that, and the other party protests and says no. So we'll see what happens, but a lot of money on the line. And even if this woman, Stephen Ross's soon-to-be ex-wife, doesn't get the Dolphins or whatever, she's going to get a ton of money. I mean, it's $8 million, $8 billion involved in this. So we'll see what happens. How's your prenup, Eddie? You got a good prenup over there?
No, there's no prenup.
No.
There's no money.
I know. So, that's a good thing about working in
radio. Prenup about what? Yeah.
Working overnight radio, you don't have to worry about prenups.
No.
You know, you got nothing. Anyway, all right, thank you for that. Real quick, Marcel, then we got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Very short, Marcel in Brooklyn. We don't have a lot of time here, Marcel. I know you're very upset with Blair there because he took a shot at you.
Yeah, Blair is a liar. Get over it. Delete Blair from Maine now. Block it like the Tenge Mutombo. Or should I say Mutombo, you know?
No, you got to say, Friday, you gotta say block it while it's hot. Block it while it's hot.
Block it while it's hot. I got it. Good morning, you fellas. I have the announcer for the Coop Scoop on Entertainment, but first, yeah. A new dawn. Let's get into it. I know it. A new dawn, a new day, so let's get into it. And I bring in Justin and Cincinnati. Let's get into it. Once again, the I'm going to bring in Justin in Cincinnati now, who has the food picks. Good morning, sir. What the heck are you having from last night?
I think you had a transgender taco.
Oh, snap! Wrong, but good choice. No, that's not the transgender taco. It's inappropriate.
That's the wrong number.
No good. Ben. Oh,
what the hell is going on here? I'm going to go Chef Boyardee.
Yes, a good choice for you, buddy. But good choice. Thank you. Eddie.
The traditional oodles of noodles.
The traditional oodles and noodles, just like the traditional pizza that we have. I'll get to that, but good choice, buddy.
Oh.
Roberto.
Go ahead, Roberto.
Nope, nope, nope.
Go ahead. Come on, Roberto.
Come on, boy.
Roberto. Roberto. Roberto, is he here? Is Roberto here? He's not here.
Tacos. You're talking right now. Roberto said tacos.
Burger.
Tacos.
No, I say burger every time. It's burger.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with this, Roberto, people?
he's feeling under the weather. He's sick. His voice sounds different.
Marcel, I think you had creamy shrimp casino with Parmesan roasted potatoes.
Ooh, that's a good healthy diet, coop-de-loop, but what? Good choice. But no, that's not the one.
No. All right, reveal answers. Hurry up. Chop, chop. Come on.
Here we go. This is going to be a very tricky one, just like you said, the traditional, but I say the food pick from last night. It will be the traditional pizza made with pepperoni.
Pepperoni, huh? He's really splurging.
Hey, Marcel, have you ever had a cheeseburger?
I never ate beef burger before all in my life. It tastes delicious.
Yeah, burger.
It keeps the healthy diet strong.
Yes, most
me.
Doctors recommend cheeseburgers for a balanced diet. They do.
Yes,
recommend
doctors
it.
Recommend it. All over.
Hurry up, Marcel Coop is standing by. He's like, I got to talk. I got entertainment news. Come on.
Hooray for Hollywood. Coop D Loop now with the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Ben and the guys, have a wonderful, tremendous weekend. I'll see you right back here
you
on Monday.
You too, Marcel. Right. Eat lots of oodles and noodles and pizza. All right, Coopaloop.
All right. So I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, since I don't think I did this last week.
No, you did not.
But I want to bring it up again because I have finished all six episodes, and I thought it was great. It was wild. The documentary series on HBO Max, Q Into the Storm, about QAnon and their followers, and then it kind of does this whole investigation and to find out who Q is, and it is fascinating.
Now, is this like the Tom Cruise religion documentary that was a few years ago? Remember?
The Scientology documentary?
Yeah, Scientology documentary, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
It's kind of similar ending. Okay.
All right. I don't, well, what was the ending of the, of that one? I watched it, but I don't remember.
Well, remember they, like, if you get to, like, the top level of Scientology, it's like spaceships and stuff.
Yeah. It's just, it's interesting because they might find out, they might reveal who Q is at the end of the documentary.
Oh,
and yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Now, I saw TNT was promoting some Inside the NBA documentary, which is on, I think, HBO, I think.
Oh, I
do not. You heard anything about that?
No, I do not know about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it either. I'll check it out. I'll see.
Is it on Real Sports or something like that? One of those features?
No, I just saw. I wasn't really paying attention. And Barkley was ripping the Clippers, so I got annoyed. But then they did some promo for. That's good. That's the best news. When Barkley says the Clippers aren't going to win, that guarantees they're going to win. He's always
wrong.
Yeah,
but everybody says that.
It's great. No, but when Barkley says it, that's. Anyway, I don't. Go ahead, Coop. I'm sorry. I'm
all right. It's all good. Well, later this weekend on Sunday is a new HBO series called The Nevers. That is a Sunday night on HBO, and this was a show that was created by Joss Whedon, and he wrote it, he directed it, he was the showrunner, and then he stopped like halfway through, probably because he got accused of sexual harassment.
I usually do it.
Yeah, and then somebody else took it over, but that show will still go on and premiere this weekend. It's basically about Victorian women that find themselves with unusual abilities. It's a sci-fi series. So they have a mission that may change the world. So check that out Sunday on HBO at 9 p.m. And later in the week on Wednesday is season 2 of The Circle, which is a reality competition series on Netflix. And it's trash TV, but it's addicting. I watched this one with my girlfriend the first season. It was like right before the pandemic started, actually. And couldn't stop watching. It's just one of those ones where you're like, you feel kind of gross that you enjoy it, but you still do. Anyway, second season premieres on Wednesday on Netflix. And then lastly, in movie theaters, if you have one nearby that is open, a movie that premieres this weekend, it's called Voyagers. And this movie it's another sci-fi series. It stars Colin Farrell, Isaac Hempstead Wright, who he played Bran in Game of Thrones, and Lily Rose Depp, the daughter of Johnny Depp. And basically, it's a group of young men and women that are bred for intelligence and obedience, and they embark on an expedition to colonize a distant planet. And then they discover secrets, and, you know, there's chaos and fear and lust and hunger for power. And so that movie will premiere this weekend in theaters. And that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right, thank you for that. Justin Cooper here. Every week around this time with the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. We're going to have Balderdash. If you'd like to play Balderdash, call right now. And operators are standing by. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We get to Balderdash, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it!
Yeah, because of lawyers. But it is Balderdash every Friday at about this time. We'll have a very brief edition of Balderdash. And we'll put our contestants on right now. Who do we have here? In the queue, we've got game show whore Justin in Cincinnati. Hello, Justin.
The Reds are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, better pause the season right
they
now.
They can only play the Pirates every game.
Yeah, they might. Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, shout out to Devin Booker, America's new sweetheart, for putting Kawhi Leonard on his ass.
Yes, that was very good. That was a good win by the Suns. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't win the game. It's odd how that works.
They won the fight, Ben.
We don't have time. No small talk. No small talk with you. All right, let's play the game. Here we go. Justin in Cincinnati, Charlie, and we're going to play Balderdash. The categories are Draft Day and Forgotten. Draft Day and Forgotten. Justin, you were on the air first.
So. Draft Day.
All right. Draft Day it is. Your name is your buzzer. You don't have to answer in the form of a question because who the hell cares? All right. Here we go. And for $200, we start out for both you gentlemen. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me who drafted them. The NBA's Anthony Davis.
Charlie.
Justin.
Charlie.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, were they the Hornets at the time, or what?
-200.
-200. So New Orleans.
Justin.
Oh, boy.
Well, yes, New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah, that's correct. Justin gets it right.
That's crap.
Well, you screwed up. Tough love. $400. I'll tell you the athlete. Tell me what school, or tell me who drafted them, rather. Deion Sanders.
Charlie.
Justin.
Charlie.
Atlanta Falcons.
Is that right? All right. Could have done baseball, but we did football. All right, $600. I tell you the athlete. Tell me who drafted them. Giancarlo Stanton.
Justin.
Justin.
Florida Marlins.
Yeah, that's correct. They were the Florida Marlins then. That is right. $600. $800 now. I tell you the athlete. Tell me who drafted them. The NFL's Champ Bailey.
Justin.
Hi.
Justin.
The Washington Redskins.
Yes, you said that. Very offensive, but you did say it. It is true. They did draft him. Charlie's getting buried all of a sudden. All right, $1,000. Here we go. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me who drafted them. Garrison Hurst.
Charlie.
Justin.
Charlie.
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
Charlie.
He played for the 49ers, though, at least, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay.
You want a cookie?
It'd be nice. Yeah.
Justin, you want to even bother?
Just go for it, Justin. Come on. Do it.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Phoenix Cardinals. Yeah. All right, forgotten real quick. These athletes all went undrafted. $200. This quarterback out of Eastern Illinois would go on to own the most.
Charlie. Tony Romo.
Correct. $400. One of the best defenders in NBA history. This four-time Defensive Player of the Year anchored the Pistons.
Justin. Dennis Rodman.
No, in the early 2000s.
Oh crap.
Ben Wallace.
That's right, Charlie. Yep. That we're out of time, unfortunately.
Daily Double? Was that Daily Double?
No, it wasn't the Daily
Double. No!
You need the Daily Quadruple, Double, Triple, whatever. Justin wins.
Clippers low.
Charlie, you're a loser. Justin, you suck. The Reds are going to fall. Get them both off the air! Clipper haters, get them off the air!